This is the first day of my audio diary for going to Nepal. It's a beautiful day in South Yorkshire just now, and it's all happening. It's Mother and Sunday. We've changed the clocks, and we're ready to go to the station this afternoon. We is Paul, my partner, and myself, and we're joining a Travelize group to go to Nepal. I'm scared. I'm excited. There's so many things that are going to be new and different, and there's so many things that can possibly go wrong. So I get a bit anxious at this stage, but all being well, we will have a lovely time, and I shall be talking about that as we go along. We've at last arrived in Nepal. We're on the bus on our way to the hotel. It's been a bit of a challenging journey one way or another, and I'll speak about it later, but suffice it to say we've had a wonderful welcome from the Nepalese people, and we've all been handed these marvellous flower garlands that we've got round our necks. They're all orange flowers, and they're quite fragrant, a bit like chrysanthemums in smell, and it's absolute fabulous beginning to our holiday in Nepal.
People are dancing around, just jigging about, not a lot of movement, but just now they all linked hands and they were dancing around as though they were about to perform a conga, but eventually it looped round and they ended up dancing in a circle.
This is our first night in Kathmandu. We're actually in the restaurant at the hotel, and this is a party that are close by. I hope you can hear the music from here. So this is our first night in Nepal. I'll be going to bed shortly. It's been a long journey, a very long journey. We set off on Sunday afternoon from my house near Doncaster, and we had about 3 hours to wait at Abu Dhabi, but it was manic. The people there didn't have quite the sympathy that we might expect for a group of visually impaired people in England, and it, certainly going through security was quite scary, because nobody told us what was happening, and people were trying to push into the queue and get their stuff checked before we did. So that was actually very difficult, but the time went very quickly. And it's time to go to bed. We've got to start at 9:30 in the morning. That's when the bus is meeting us to go on our tour of Kathmandu. So I shall tell more about that when we've been. This is a typical street in Kathmandu. There's millions of motorbikes and the traffic is just manic. We're just walking along the road here from one of the palaces, and there's street sellers trying to sell us bags and chess sets and the garlands like the ones we were given yesterday. It's quite exciting. There's lots of smells. You can smell food, you can smell the drains, you can smell flowers, incense. It's a fascinating place to be.
Come in, Roth, love.
We're at a Nawari dinner. Nawari are a local people in Nepal, and this is the entertainment. There's a man with a sarangi, I think it's pronounced. It looks a bit like a violin, but he plays it on the ground. And there are dancers actually dancing as we listen to the music. And we're sitting at a very low table. We're sitting cross-legged on chairs without any legs. The table's in front of us with various dishes coming out for us to eat.
Careful of the back. Oh, oh, oh.
One step ahead.
Wednesday the 29th of March, and we're, the chaos in the background is because we're miles and miles up in the mountains of outside Kathmandu, and the minibus has got stuck in the mud, and they're trying to rev the wheels. There's a stench of burning rubber. We've all got off the bus because we're too scared to actually be on it, because we're right near the edge and we could go over a steep drop. But they've put branches on the ground to actually get more purchase on the ground to move the bus, and it's all happening, and that's why everybody's all panicky, stood around waiting for the bus to actually be out of the mud so that we can get back on. Is that our bus that's moved?
It's moved, but it's got stuck again.
Come straight, straight. One big leap. Yeah. Okay. Straight.
All right, come back. So we're now up on the grass verge, but there are some pine branches underneath.
So are we getting back on?
No, we're getting ahead down the minibus.
Right. We're carrying on, walking up the hill on the mountain. We're well in front of the bus now. And we're just trying to get out of the way so that it can get up the hill. At least we're out of danger, though, I think.
Right, anyone for the bar?
If anybody was going, I'd be inclined. It's now the Thursday, the 30th of March, and we're now in Chitwan. We've just taken a 7-hour drive across mountain passes to get from Kathmandu to here, and that's about 100 miles. The roads are certainly not the quality that we're used to in the UK. The music that's just preceded this recording is the traditional stick dances that the people of Chitwan do. And I think they're the Kalu tribe. And they came and entertained us. We sat out on chairs on the lawn outside the hotel while they entertained us with the music. I wasn't sure what to expect at first. I thought it was going to be really quite cacophonous and unpleasant. I'm not particularly into percussion. But when the singing got going, it was actually almost like the adrenaline rush that you get when you have a drink, and it became quite addictive. And then we were invited to come up and dance in the last piece. I actually did, and it's not the sort of thing that I would normally do, but it was actually quite exhilarating. And we all did our own thing and danced around in a circle around the dancers. The dancers themselves did all sorts of exotic things with the sticks, but that's beyond my ability to describe. And it was just great fun. It's April the 1st, and it's about 6:45 in the morning. The birds are much more prominent in the mornings and in the early evening, so I thought I'd try and record them now. We're in Chitwan National Park, and we had a game drive yesterday afternoon, which was fabulous. We actually saw about 10 rhinos, which are quite rare. There are only about 600 in the park, so we did really quite well. But we saw other things as well, lots of birds, lots of deer, even a wild boar. So it was a really interesting drive, bouncing along in a jeep. Today seems a little bit more extraordinary. We're supposed to be going and bathing elephants later on today, and we're not sure how wet we're going to get. I shall just have to report back on that later.
Camera, make a photo.
Yes, I would like to make a photo.
The splashing you can hear in the background is baby elephants actually being bathed in the river. they're just playing around and having a good time, but it sounds like being on the seashore. We're actually standing on the side of the river listening to this.
A lady has gone out, she's in shorts, and she's been taken on to the back of the elephant, and the elephant is soaking her. I don't think she knew she signed up for that.
I think we're probably better off standing a little bit further away so that we don't get soaked. It's the afternoon, well, evening of April the 1st. We've just been on a game drive and we've been very, very fortunate that we've seen lots and lots of birds and deer. And it's been really fascinating, but the storm has just started on our way back, and I'm now on our little terrace outside our hotel room recording this tropical storm. There's a vague thunder roll in the background. It's almost 6 o'clock in the morning and we're up a high mountain just outside Pokhara, and we can just see the Annapurna range just starting to appear out of the mist. And I'm going to get Paul just to describe what he's just seen.
In front of me there's a triangular cloud, and behind that is a mountain just coming out of the cloud. Quite an amazing sight.
As we sit here, there's a soft, fresh breeze blowing over the mountain, but as the sun creeps over the horizon, it's gradually just getting that little bit warmer. We're sat here in t-shirt, even though it's only 6 o'clock in the morning. It's quite a peaceful place. We've moved away from the crowds, and so our group are actually sitting separately a little bit along the mountain. And it's very beautiful, very quiet. Few birds and a gentle breeze. It's really quite beautiful, quite peaceful.
In front of us, the big peak, which is the main attraction here, is now fully exposed, other than clouds advancing across sort of its base. And to our left is a range of snow-covered hills that are gradually becoming more and more tinged with pink.
One of our members hasn't come this morning because he felt there was no point in coming and seeing a sunset when he couldn't physically see it. I can sympathise with that point of view, because there are a number of us in this group who have turned up who have no useful sight. I think actually it's more about being there and sharing in the experience than being with the group. Somebody said earlier on in the holiday, you remember how you felt at certain times with experiences, but you don't necessarily remember what you saw. And I think that's quite an important thing to remember, that it's not about seeing what there is, it's about being there and experiencing it. These are the bells in the Hindu temple in Pokhara. It's Tuesday, April the 4th, and we're at Devi's Fall. It's not quite as spectacular as something like Iguazu in Argentina, or Victoria Falls, or anywhere really. But it's nice to just be by some water and listen to it flowing. Unfortunately, it has a sad story attached to it. Devi, apparently, was a Swiss lady who fell in and was swept away, never to be seen again, and they named the falls after her, hence the name Devi's Fall. It's It's now Friday the 7th of April. It's our last day in Nepal and we're back in Kathmandu after a grueling 7 or 8 hour bus journey over bumpy roads from Pokhara yesterday. We've now just come into the grounds of, I think it's supposed to be the biggest stupa in the world. This is actually in Kathmandu. And we had to ask directions, and we were fortunate enough to ask a drunk for the directions. And he was a very bizarre man, but he's got us to where we need to be. When we booked our entrance fee to actually get into the stupa, we asked if I could go in free because of me being blind, but they didn't allow that. I somehow suspect that blind people don't go out very much in Nepal. We haven't seen any blind people, I don't think. And I think we've caused quite a stir as a group when we've gone into restaurants. But it's the end of the holiday. It's been a very extraordinary experience. I'm not sure that I would even use the word holiday. It's been an adventure or even an expedition. It's been very grueling at times, a lot of travelling. A lot of people have had dodgy stomachs. It's certainly not a trip for the faint-hearted, but it's been well worth it. We've had a really good time, but I think we'll be glad to get on the flight tonight back to England.